My name is Erin Hernandez. I am 16 years old, and today is December 1st, 2019, and I'm speaking with Lorlie Hernandez, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in Texas, in Plano, Texas.
Hi, my name is Lorlie Hernandez, and I'm the mother of Erin, whom she will be interviewing today.
So in this interview, we'll be focusing on my mom's experience in being a first-generation immigrant in the United States. The first question is, what made you decide to move to the United States of all places?
One of the reasons that made me decide to move here is that I've known the United States as the land of opportunity, the land of bread and butter. So those two things have been in my mind since I was a child. So I guess graduating to be a nurse has been one of the ticket for me to go to the United States. Mm-hmm. And I moved and decided to go here.
That's nice. What was the first few weeks like living in the United States?
It was really one of the most challenging weeks in my entire life, since we have been in the adjustment period. We have moved from Middle East going to United States. It's really a big leap, especially with regards to finances and culture.
The culture shock was very huge.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Was adjusting to life here difficult or was it manageable?
I can say, since I have my family with me to start with, even though life has been very challenging, it's still manageable since I have my family who has been supportive of me, who has been there understanding all the ups and downs that we have to face living the first few weeks here in the US. So it's very manageable.
Mm-hmm. What were the sacrifices you had to do in order to get where you are?
Oh, there are a lot of sacrifices that I have to give up. One of those are, I have been already in the administrative position back in my previous job, and my family and I have already adjusted to my previous work. But given the fact of leaving those behind and starting a new beginning has been very hard on me. But I guess those sacrifices that we have to give up has been already rewarding upon coming here and have a new life.
It's been 3 years and we're going strong.
Yes, that's right.
When did you feel welcomed as an immigrant, or when didn't you feel welcomed?
Oh, I can proudly say that since day one here in the United States, I have felt welcomed in any aspect that I can say. All the people that we have encountered in our life here, they've been very welcoming, very approachable, and very kind to us. So I guess we're really lucky to be here.
Being an Asian person, an Asian family here, has been really welcoming, since people haven't been exactly racist to us, which is really great. And it's nice to see that United States as a whole has been changing their opinions towards immigrants in a more better way.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you find your way to your current job?
I have friends from my previous job back in the other countries who have helped me to look for the best possible job where I can feel more opportunity to work, be professionally growing, and be a good place for to raise a family. So I have, those are the real friends I got, and they're the one who helped me and supported all of us to be able to find the work that I have currently.
Are working conditions better here in the United States compared to your hometown?
Oh, definitely. That's one of the reasons why we moved here, since back in the Philippines, which is one of the third world countries, it's really hard to find the best job back home, since the income has been it's not enough to raise a family. So I guess working condition wise, it's far better here in the United States.
What do you miss from your home country?
Of course, my family, my mom, my dad, my siblings. Oh, they've been with me since childhood, but since I already have my own family, so they are the people that I always miss every single day. But I'm thankful for the technology, which is internet away. So I guess I miss them, but it's just miles away, but we're always chatting every time through internet.
Will you ever regret moving to the United States?
Never. I have never regretted. This is one of the most crucial decisions that I did, but I never regret it. And I'm happy for the decision that I made, not only for me, but for my family as well.
Moving forward, what are your dreams for your children? What would you like them to do for their future?
My only dream for my children is to graduate from college, and it will be according to what they love, for what they believe, and for what they will be happy. So I guess whatever their decisions will be when they go to college, I will just be supportive on their dreams. And hopefully if they have their own lives, I just want them to be always happy. And that will always make me happy as well.
That concludes our interview about my mom's experience being a first-generation immigrant here in the United States.